There's a scene toward the end of Martin Scorsese's Shutter Island which may be the only stretch of the film you have to listen to carefully. Leonardo DiCaprio's character, Teddy Daniels, is alone, walking near a road in a wooded area. He's picked up and given a short ride in a Jeep driven by a man in a dark police uniform. The man at the wheel is the warden of the Shutter Island mental facility, played by Ted Levine. Notice the look in Mr. Levine's eyes. Again, that scene comes toward the end of the film. What the warden says to Teddy in the brief scene is a ranting homily about how much God loves violence. But it's best that you hear it without too much prep. Just tune into it and think about what the warden believes. It might rattle your soul some, since there are so many people who do subscribe to what he professes. If you try to listen as closely to everything else that's spoken in the movie, you'll likely become confused. There's even a chance you might pick up on the telegraphed conclusions that come to pass in the film as Shutter Island struggles on. I haven't read Dennis Lehane's novel of the same title, so I have no opinion as to whether it's a worthy piece of fiction or not, but I'd take a wild guess that it's likely the screen adaptation by Latius Kalogiridis doesn't do justice to the book. Shutter Island takes a trip, or maybe I should rephrase that by saying it takes a bad trip in every sense of meaning that line might communicate. It didn't make much of a grab on my attention until the scene I described a few seconds ago, coupled with the movie's close. A fairly good payoff comes after cute games are played, reel after reel after reel, that might make you a bit weary. Scorsese has gone to a place where Ron Howard took me with his film A Beautiful Mind. The striking thing about that movie being how it lets the viewer drift unknowingly into some understanding about mental illness that might not have been imparted had A Beautiful Mind been written differently. Well, director Scorsese does the same thing with Island, but he beats you over the head with the conceit until you imagine you're as bloodied as the many people victimized in the script are. It's almost as if Quentin Tarantino directed Island, given the fumbling, thumping harshness of his Inglourious Basterds. Shutter Island has an operatic feel to it without the arias, unless you want to include an overload of shouted dialogue and torturous screaming often heard in several asylums at the prison for the mentally insane. Teddy and his federal marshal partner, Chuck, played by Mark Ruffalo, are ferrying to Shutter Island to detect why an insane female patient has simply disappeared from her cell without a trace. Shutter is 11 miles off Boston, and there's only one way to get on or off the island. That would be the ferry our two guys are aboard as the film opens. The island looms larger to dark stabs of orchestral music as Teddy and Chuck pull more tightly to their heads the neat noirish felt hats they wear. It's 1954. Reality doesn't bite in Shutter Island, but dude, it does flip. The further into the film you go, the more everything that's gone before is turned on its head. And not until the final 15 minutes or so are things put into a make-sense place the story has been trying to keep from you, yet sluggishly telegraphing some bad stuff via bad dreams, horrible delusions, and horrific violence, mostly all of it experienced by poor Leonardo DiCaprio. Do they give an Oscar for best display of endurance in a film? Two heavyweight actors appear in quasi-sinister roles. The unctuous Sir Ben Kingsley is Dr. Collie, Shelter's lead shrink, and the spidery Max von Sydow is Dr. Nehring, who you might think shares the same professional standards as Dr. Josef Mengele. Shorter appearances are made by Patricia Clarkson, Michelle Williams, and Emily Mortimer. The only cast members to get away with their stodgy performances are Kingsley and von Sydow. And I must make a second mention of Ted Levine as the creepiest asylum warden you'd never hope to meet in a dark alley. Shutter Island is rated R for disturbing images, coarse language, and brief frontal male nudity. I don't recommend this film for young people whatsoever, or for anyone of any age who is easily upset by thoughts regarding insanity. I wonder if we can lobby Hollywood to get Clint Eastwood to direct a film I hope will be made that would be titled The Given Day, which is the same title for the newest book written by Dennis Lehane. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.